This is a totally new approach for listeners. It is something that I have been working on for years, and it is that I am stating that the pyramids were not built using carved stone, but using a type of concrete made out of stone that I call agglomerated stone, instead of carving. That's to say, they did not have to drag, hoist the stones on huge planks. They had only to carry the raw materials in basket and cast and mold the stones on place.
This is a major change to what has been believed, and I understand part of your reason, or you feel that your theory is supported by the ancient hieroglyphics.
Yes, correct. I am the only one who is capable of showing hieroglyphic texts which exactly describe these extraordinary feats, where you have discovered. I am not discovering new texts. I am just translating old texts which exactly describe this technology, which has not been understood so far because people do not know about the technology which had been used. You know, when you are translating technical text, if you are not aware of the technology, you mistranslate everything. And the text that I'm retranslating describes exactly the system. There is one beautiful text where you get all the list of the minerals, and you have one god who is in charge of this technology, who is supplying all these minerals to build the pyramids of one of the greatest pharaoh, which is the pharaoh Djoser, who built the first pyramid ever made in Egypt, the pyramid in Saqqara.
This has to do with an Egyptian word, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, Khusi?
Yes, the word Khusi means to build, to construct, and it is illustrated by a man who is pounding something into a mold. And this is one of the oldest Egyptian verb ever used in Egyptology. It is 5,000 years old at most. So we have the first traces of these words during the Second Dynasty. That's 200 years before Cheops.
Your word, I mean, your name became a household word in the scientific and indeed commercial parts of the globe back in the 70s because you invented geopolymerization.
Yes.
And geopolymers, and they're called the building blocks of the new century.
Yes, exact.
Does that relate to this work on the pyramids?
Absolutely. This is the technology and the chemistry which they had used is related with the science that I discovered and I am working on, and for which we had this congress here in Perth. That is the reason why I am in Australia so far. So I invented this technology 30 years ago, and it is developing very fastly throughout the world, and we are with this technology explaining archaeology on one side, and on this other side tackling all present issues such as global warming, sustainable development, containment of radioactive waste, and so on and so forth and so on and so on.
What's the basis of how geopolymers work?
The geopolymer is, in fact, the replication on the laboratory scale or industrial scale of what is happening in nature, in geology. Geopolymer means applying geochemistry, applying the reaction which already happens on the surface of the globe, but using them as a material, scientist, so accelerating things, so that the results of what we are doing is a geological material which has analogy with geology. So we are making stone. Geopolymers means geological making of stone.
Mm. And they're valued. The geopolymers are valued for their their hardness.
Oh, they are valued for a lot of properties, depending what you want to really emphasis. So, hardness, fire resistance, acid resistance, long term durability,
chemical stability,
What could I say? Use of raw materials which are available all around the world. so they're, and so on and so on.
In fact, excuse me, my voice is dying on me for some reason.
You are emotional.
Yeah, I am. That's how I'm overcome. sorry about that. It was just something got caught in my throat there for some odd reason.
Yeah.
But over here in Western Australia at Curtin University, I understand they've created a concrete.
Yes.
Which is actually doesn't use concrete, but is more durable than the one we currently have.
Yes, it is using a waste, which is fly ashes from the coal power plant, which is where the results of the firing of the coal produces a fine ash, which is an aluminosilicate. These are technical words, but which happened to react and to produce a new cement or new concrete, which is based on the chemistry that we are working on and that has been also developed during antiquity by the Egyptians.
Now, you've actually used the geopolymer technology to do a pilot experiment of building a pyramid, have you not?
We haven't built a pyramid. We made five stones totaling 15 tons. Just by hand.
But basically as a way of testing the hypothesis?
Yes. Yes.
And the results?
And the result is we have done stones, which have exactly the same makeup, the same features as the stones we see on the pyramid sites, with the same material.
And I think you're saying that there are pyramids built 1,500 years later that had carved stones, but
yes,
not the earliest
yes,
ones.
Yes, absolutely. 1,500 years later, 200 years later, after Cheops, you have stones which are made, pyramids, pardon, which are made out of carved stones, but which are just a heap of stone. These are not stable structures that you see on the previous pyramids, which are really the result of this technology. So this is what you see on the site. You see small pyramids made out of heap stones at a time where they had all the tools, but a time which was after the building of the big ones, they should have been better than the previous one, but they are worse than the previous one because they are just a heap of stone.
Let me ask about the reaction, finally, of your fellow Egyptologists. How have they treated the theory?
At the beginning, they were laughing. So I have attended at least four or five International Egyptology Congress. I'm a member of the Association of International Egyptologists, so I published a lot on the subject. At the beginning, they were laughing, after which they were resisting the idea. Now it is becoming more and more not obvious, but things are moving in the right direction. We made several analyses of the material, and there is a new team which has been constituted and which will perform new research analysis with the Egyptian government, and the results will be publicized maybe in 1 or 2 years from now.
We've been speaking with Professor Joseph Davidovits, the inventor of the geopolymer, and with on two fascinating subjects, the geopolymers themselves and their relation to the construction of the earliest Egyptian pyramids. You can find out more at www.geopolymer.org. That's www.geopolymer.org. Professor Davidovits, it's been an honour. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.